This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for December 14th. I'm Paul Plack. On Saturday, Boeing completed high-speed taxi tests on the 787 Dreamliner, reaching 130 knots and raising the nose gear off the pavement at Everett, Washington. First flight is scheduled for tomorrow. On Friday morning, Airbus announced its A400M military transport made its maiden flight. The company says the plane flew for 3 hours 47 minutes over Seville, Spain. Gulfstream reports the first flight of its G250 Friday morning at Ben Gurion International Airport in Israel. Gulfstream is developing the plane in cooperation with Israel Aerospace Industries. Hawker Beechcraft announced last week it has received China's type certification for the Hawker 4000 super midsize business jet. Deliveries of the craft into China are scheduled to begin during the first quarter of next year. Cessna has confirmed it plans to close its plant in Columbus, Georgia, at a cost of over 300 jobs. The $25 million, 100,000-square-foot plant was just opened in August of last year, initially employing 600 people. Bombardier reports that BEVS, its brand of enhanced vision, and its heads-up display for the Challenger 605 jet have received FAA certification. United Airlines has announced it will invite Embraer to submit a bid for new narrow-body jets, which till now have been the turf of the Boeing 737 and Airbus A320. A lawsuit has been filed on behalf of the families of the five Italian tourists who were killed in a mid-air collision over the Hudson River in August. Five rounds of negotiations started in May have produced an open skies agreement between the U.S. and Japan. DARPA has issued a request for information to industry to solicit and explore possible space debris removal strategies. And an external cushion made of Kevlar honeycomb has been tested on a U.S. Army helicopter for deployment in crashes. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves tells you about a couple of his favorite apps for the iPhone. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.